I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. Pull out the stopper. Let's have ourselves a whopper. But get me to the church on time.
Connie Evingson is one of the most recognizable voices in Minnesota and elsewhere. Many of her shows follow the way she's created her CD recordings. She'll take a theme and explore it. Connie, it must be that to you, exploring songs and the relationships between them makes singing the songs more exciting.
You know, I'll fall in love with a song. It'll kind of spark my imagination or my curiosity. And then I end up, you know, kind of going down that road and getting enamored of that idea or that path.
Why did you get so enamored with jazz versions of show tunes?
Broadway show tunes. Jazz and show tunes were very important influences on me when I was growing up. My father listened entirely, exclusively to jazz at home. That's what we had. And I was also exposed to theater at a very young age, and I was cast as a child actor in The King and I saw other shows like My Fair Lady, I did a little bit later. I was like seven, 8 years old, and also listening to a lot of jazz, and I started realizing some of those songs that are in those shows are on my dad's jazz records. And particularly, I loved like Tony Bennett's version of I've Grown Accustomed to Her Face with the Count Basie Band. So, after I grew up and became a jazz singer, when it was time to make my first record, 1995, I decided there was one song that now I'm thinking of it. It was Shirley Horn's version of Wouldn't It Be Loverly that sparked this project. I loved what she did with it, and I kind of did my own version. It was very different from hers, kind of more of a gospel feel. I was working a lot with Sanford Moore and Moore by Four at the time, and that was Sanford's background is gospel. So we did this arrangement, gospel feeling of Wouldn't It Be Loverly, and I started playing with other Broadway show tunes that I knew that for fun, you know, like, let's do Get Me to the Church on Time with kind of a New Orleans funeral feel where it starts out like a dirge and ends up being a party, you know. And pretty soon I had 5 or 6 arrangements and decided to do a record.
Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. We'll kick up a rumpus, but don't lose that compass. Get me to the church. Get me to the church, for Pete's sake, get me to the church on time. I gotta be there in the morning, on time, spruced up and looking in my prime. I gotta be there, here comes the bride, I'm getting married in the morning, oh, look out.
We're speaking with Connie Evingson about the kinds of singing projects she likes to undertake. And one of the most compelling popular music groups from the point of view of melody and lyric content has been the Beatles. And you enjoy them as well.
Oh, yes. Besides the jazz and the Broadway influences that I talked about earlier in my childhood, a little bit later on, I would say the Beatles were another very important influence on me. Those three things are the most important in my musical development. And I decided it would be fun to do some jazz versions of Beatles tunes. And I certainly wasn't the first to try this. Sarah Vaughan had done it. yeah, she did a whole record. Ella Fitzgerald had done some Beatles songs. Other pop or jazz singers had tried to do some Beatles things. And I knew this was going to be tricky, but I wanted to try it. And I enlisted the help of Mary Louise Knutson, pianist here in the Twin Cities. And what was really great is Mary Louise was not that familiar with the Beatles catalog. So she had fresh ears. And so it was fun to collaborate with her and come up with some different treatments.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arise.
Connie, you've gone through many different phases in your career, you know, treating different kinds of jazz. How did the hot club thing happen for you?
You know, I heard several different tracks on the radio and in places, even public places. I was in the Starbucks in Malibu, California, and I heard a track, a gypsy jazz or hot club jazz kind of track. And I guess I was just ready for this style. It grabbed my ear and my heart, and I started to learn more about Django Reinhardt and that style. I started singing with a group in the Twin Cities called Parasota Hot Club. Sang with Clearwater Hot Club. I sang a bit with Pearl Django in Seattle and recorded a record called Gypsy in My Soul. And then 2 years later, I was in happened to be in Sweden doing a big band thing, a jazz festival over in Sweden, actually. There was at that time a Hot Club of Sweden. I got together with them and we did a Hot Club record together. And that's called Stockholm Sweden. And then a few years later, I was at a Django Fest, which there are Django festivals, you know, all over the world, heard the John Jorgensen Quintet, and I was so impressed with them. They're really wonderful, world-renowned. And we did a record called All the Cats Join In. So anyway, we did this record, and one of the songs on it happens to be a tune that the Mamas and Papas recorded in the 60s. But before that, it was recorded by Ozzie Nelson in the 1930s with a big band called Dream a Little Dream of Me.
Stars fading, but I linger on, dear, still craving your kiss. Sunbeams find you, sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
Connie, your recorded catalog reflects many different styles of jazz. How does this process affect your performing?
Well, number one, it means I get to work with a lot of different people because I don't have one quartet, for instance, you know, that I've been working with, you know, for throughout my career. There are some musicians I've been working with for throughout my career. Dave Carr, for instance, the saxophonist, is on my first record and he's on my most recent record. And also another way that it affects my performance is that, you know, it means that I'll be coming to a theater or a club with a particular theme that I'm presenting. You know, either it's that night I'm doing hot club music particularly, or another record that I did called Sweet Happy Life was all the lyrics of, it's not all the lyrics that Norman Gimbel has written, but that CD is devoted to lyrics by Norman Gimbel, who wrote Girl from Ipanema, the lyrics for Girl from Ipanema.
I bet these thematic CDs help with bookings.
Sometimes people who have discovered my CDs elsewhere will ask me to come. Could you come and do a hot club thing, or could you come and do the Beatles show or the Peggy Lee show that I've done quite a bit of? That record I did in 1999, I think. So, you know, it has created vehicles, I guess, you know, ways that, you know, people will identify me with certain themes and ask me to come out and do things.
Connie Evingson, a leading voice of jazz and a great researcher of the music. The combination bears fruit in the thematic recordings she does as well as in the depth of her live shows. Connie's web address is connieevingson.com.
Dream a little dream.
This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.